早安
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目是真婚姻与 假婚姻。
The topic this morning is real marriage versus the fake marriage.
去年三月份的时候跟弟兄姊妹交通过关于同性恋所造成的祸害。
Last year, in March, we discussed a little bit about the consequences of the homosexual marriage.
一年之后，这个问题在我们这个州正在发烧。
One year later, this issue is still at a feverish pitch in this state.
在这几天，弟兄姊妹看到本地的报纸的话
，Over the recent few days, if you read the paper,
你就发现有一些同性恋的人，他们告到全州的最高法院去。
You will notice that a lot of these homosexual groups have carried lawsuits all the way up to the state supreme court.
要求州政府要承认他们的婚姻是合法的。
Demanding that their marriages be legalized.
他们的应当享有的权利跟所有的人都是一样的。
That their rights as a married couple should be the same as a heterosexual marriage.
那么在这个之前，他们是已经告到了这个郡里面去，就是 county.
Prior to this, they've already brought suit into the county.
他们先是被郡的政府把他否决了。
Initially, they were denied by the county.
但是当他们告到郡的最高法院的时候
，but when they reached the highest court in the county.
这个两个郡的最高法院都判决他们得胜。
Two of the supreme judges in the county gave them victory.
然后最后才由州政府出来阻止这个事情，就是要重新告他们，这个是非法的。
That's why the state supreme court intervened.
所以报纸的标题说是这个同性婚姻的问题现在在我们这个州是 on fire， 就是正在燃烧。
So the headlines in the newspaper read that this issue is currently on fire in the state.
如果他们在这个诉讼里面得胜的话
，If they succeed in this lawsuit，
我们的州就成为美国第二个叫婚姻合法化的州。
The state of Washington will become the second state in this in the United States to legalize homosexual marriages.
第一个是马赛诸塞州，在2003年11月，他们同意。
The first state is the state of Massachusetts in November 2003.
但是我们这个州，如果这个诉讼他们得胜的话
，But if they approve in the state of Washington.
我们这个州将成为第一个可以容许外州的人、外国的人到这里来同性结婚的第一个州。
This would become the first state to allow people from outside the country and outside the state to legalize their marriage here in Washington.
我们实在感觉到忧心忡忡。
Really feel quite anxious and worried about this.
我们不敢这样来得罪神。
We can't disappoint God like this.
兄弟姊妹，虽然不是我们去做这个判决
，although it's not us making this decision，
但是我们知道，今天绝大多数反对同性结婚的，就是主耶稣的这些信徒门徒。
But we know that the large voice opposing this gay marriage is actually the children of God, the Christians.
所以在这个事情上面。我们不能置身事外。
So in this issue, we can't stand silent.
我们知道，在世界上有很多的事情对时代产生重大的影响。
We know that there are a lot of things that happen in society that has a large impact in the world.
从神来的事情造成非常好的正面的影响。
There are some issues and things that have good effect.
但是有许多从人的思想行为所带来的却是造成极大的祸患。
However, there are some actions of men that bring up a lot of evil and consequences.
所以我们看当神在西乃山上赐下十诫的时候
So we can see when the Lord gave us the Ten Commandments.
在罪恶中生活的人第一次看见什么是不义的，什么是犯罪的。
The people who were committing sins at that time could see what was right and what was sinful.
那么当主耶稣诞生的时候
When the Lord was born,
他更是让我们看见所有死在过犯罪恶中的人都有得救的盼望。
that every man who had sinned has a hope in our Lord Jesus.
那当神不断地在拯救人的过程中，
in the process of the Lord saving us,
我们看见堕落的人也不断地在作践这整个的世界。
We can also see that the fallen man has continued to affect this society.
譬如说像19世纪的时候，达尔文提出进化论。
For example, in the 19th century, Darwin proposed the evolution theory.
否定人是神所创造的。
Denying that man was created by God.
把人带到与动物同等的地位上。
Lowering the status of man with the animals.
把人带离开神，把人带进道德的败落和罪恶的深渊。
Bringing man away from God and into sin and destruction.
二十世纪的时候，
in the 19th century,
在美国的还有欧洲的这些性解放运动。
There were a lot of the sexual revolution of the 20th century.
我们今天已经看到那个罪的结果。
We can now see the consequence of that revolution.
不仅许多的人陷到最终，在最终受苦，在最终生病。
Not only have they fallen into sin and suffered because of that.
更是叫许多的问题产生了这个离婚的问题，家庭的问题。
We can see a lot of problems with divorce and problems in marriage.
这个性解放运动的最高峰就是同性恋结婚的问题。
The sexual revolution's peak speaks of the homosexual marriage.
也在当时他们在谈这个性解放的时候，他们说有爱就可以。
During the sexual revolution, their motto is that as long as there's love, everything is okay.
把神圣的爱用来作为他们作恶的挡箭牌。
They use the shield of God's love, as the shield for all the accusations.
今天同性恋人要结婚，要组家庭，他们说，爱建立家庭。
The group of the proponents of the homosexual marriage, their motto is that love can establish a family.
我们看见仇敌同样的原则，同样的目的。
We can see that the enemy is using the same principles and the same ideas.
这个事情的严重性是什么呢？
What is the importance and the consequence of this issue?
第一个，他们重新定义的婚姻。
Now they are trying to redefine marriage.
婚姻从此不再是一男一女的结合。
That the definition of marriage is no longer the union between one man and one woman.
第二个，他们重新来改造家庭结构。
Second thing is altering the very structure of family.
几千年的人类的伦理关系完全瓦解。
To destroy and to get rid of all the relationships between between men that has come on through the centuries.
我们的教科书，我们的法律，我们的所有的福利制度都要改变，要跟着这个一起改变。
They demand changes in our textbooks, in our laws, in our practices in society.
第三个，分裂家庭，分裂社会，分裂教会。
The third thing is the destruction of a society and the church.
我们今天已经看见，这个社会如果来做一个调查，你对同性恋婚姻的看法的时候，我们社会是一半一半的看法。
When you take a poll with regards to your opinion about homosexual marriages, the opinion is about 50-50%.
这是严重的分裂。
This is a very significant and the problematic division.
也是严重的对立。
It's also a big battle.
教会也是一样。
And the church is the same thing.
已经有一些教会因为这个问题分裂了。
There are a lot of churches because of this issue that have split.
这些在推广同性结婚的这些团体，
the groups that have endorsed homosexual marriages,
他们造成的影响力是非常之大。
Their effect and their power is quite great.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不太感觉。
Brothers and sisters, we can't quite feel that.
但是有一些人，他们透过一些观察来看见。
But a lot of people who are observant have seen.
就是说，在这一期的《时代》杂志里面，他报道说
，that in this era, the magazines, the reportings in Time magazine，
他说，在我们最近美国举行了两个选举
，that there's two big elections in the states recently。
那么一个选举呢，就是去年11月的时候
，one was the election in November last year。
那时候，美国11个州同时要投票来决定。同性结婚是不是违宪？
11 states at that time had the legalization of homosexual marriages on the ballot.
结果十一个州都否决同性结婚是合法的。
But all 11 states turned down the legalization of homosexual marriages.
是一个得胜。
This is a victory.
但是在这个不久之后。
But just a few months later.
就是今年的一月份。
This year, in January.
有一个电视的这个电视的一个得奖的节目叫做金球奖 Golden Globe。
There was a show that won the Golden Globe Award on television.
在这个奖项里头，两个最受欢迎的电视节目，他们的制作人都是同性恋者。
That two of the producers of the best shows were both homosexuals.
所以这件事情引起的《时代》杂志的记者他们的注意。
This brought attention to the reporters of the Time magazine.
他怎么说呢
？What did they say？
他说。虽然好像我们的社会在拒绝这种的行为
Even though our society is opposing the act of the homosexuals
可是同时他们这些同性恋的人却躲在电视的背后对世界对这个社会产生巨大的而且非常长远的影响
But the homosexuals are hiding behind the masks of television and entertainment to broadcast their ideas to the world.
因为在这些电视节目里面，他们是在谈论这个正常婚姻的。
Because in these shows, they're discussing the topic of marriage.
那我们就知道，从他们手中，从他们的思想里头，他们来描述的正常婚姻的话，是一个正常的婚姻吗？
From their mind and from the way they depict the real marriage, is this what a real marriage really is?
但是他们却成为全美最受欢迎的两个节目。
However, they've become the producers of two of the most popular shows right now.
分别在国家广播公司还有福斯电视台播出。
Both were in very reputable broadcasting companies.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这件事情我们觉得不单纯是人的问题。
This issue is not only a problem of men.
这背后有一个势力。
But in the back there is a power.
因为这个记者他写到后来他引述就是美国国家广播公司一个节目总裁的话。
So this reporter actually spoke a quote from the producers of this show on ABC.
他说，如果成为同性恋者，可以使我非常的有天分的话。
If becoming a homosexual can allow me to become very talented,
我也要做同性恋者。
I also want to become a homosexual.
我们看见他们这些天分从何而来。
You wonder where their talents are stemming from.
他们的影响力从何而来
？Where are their influence coming from?
而且今天在美国很多的地方。
In the states, there are many, many places.
特别在大学里头。
Especially in the university setting.
造成巨大的冲击。
There's a lot of conflicts.
在旧金山有一个大学。
In San Francisco, there's a university.
他们有十万多个学生。
There's over 100,000 people.
他们有一万多个承认他们是同性恋者。
There's 10,000 of them who report themselves to be homosexuals.
可怕的比例。
This is a very big proportion.
所以《纽约时报》这样报道说。
So, and New York Times reported.
他说现在有好多的大学，他们的学生在争取要建立一个叫中性厕所。
That a lot of universities are trying to push for a unisex bathroom.
就说这个厕所的门上面呢不再画一个穿裤子或者穿裙子的这个像。
That no longer the symbol on the bathroom is with pants or with skirts.
因为呢像有很多同性恋的人他们需要这样的厕所。
That because there are a lot of homosexuals now need these unisex bathrooms.
而且不止一个大学在争取这个。
Not just one university is requesting.
有的大学已经开始兴建。
Some universities are already building these bathrooms.
弟兄姊妹们，这个同性恋的火焰已经在各地焚烧。
Brothers and sisters, the fire of this issue is burning everywhere.
而且他们对于结婚合法化的问题，他们势必要达成他的目的。
And with regards to the issue of legalization of homosexual marriages, they must succeed.
事实上，很多的政府，包括布希总统在内，都已经答应要给他们叫做 civil union.
So even government officials, even President Bush has already granted them the civil union.
这 civil union 就是说除了发给他结婚证书之外，所有其他的福利权利跟正常的婚姻是一样的。
So not only will they receive a formal marriage certificate, they will also receive all of the civil benefits as a normal married couple.
这个刚才我跟我们弟兄问说这个 civil union 是什么意思？
I asked my brother what civil union meant.
那这个我们弟兄告诉我说，这个 civil union 的意思就是说呢，是一个文明的结合。
That this definition is sort of a civilized union.
是因为呢，我们今天呢已经文明到一个地步了。
Because our society has advanced to such a civilized state.
已经进化到一个地步了。
That we progress so much.
啊，是不管什么性别呢，可以随便的结合。
It doesn't matter what gender you are, you can unite.
所以，但是他们对这个不满意。
But they're not satisfied with the civil union.
他们说这个 civil union 根本不够。
That the title of a civil union is not enough.
他们要得着，他们得着政府的承认。
They want the government to recognize their marriage.
他们要教会给他们祝福。
They want the blessings from the church.
他们要名正言顺地站在教堂里面，让神职人员为他们来行婚礼，来为他们庆祝。
They want to be able to stand in front of a priest or somebody in church and be pronounced that they've married.
兄弟们，这一件事情可能是人类有史以来影响最大的事件。
This could be the most influential issue that's affecting the world today.
许多的罪，它对个别的人产生了影响，产生了破坏。
A lot of things could affect, sins could affect other people in society.
但是这个罪将要瓦解整个的社会结构，家庭结构。
But this issue is going to affect the very structure of marriage and very structure of family.
对神和他的教导是一个最直接严重的顶撞。
And there is a direct conflict with the teaching of the Lord.
所以我们今天要从神的话语来看。
So today we're going to see what the Lord has said about this.
到底什么是神眼中的婚姻？
What is the vision of marriage in the eyes of the Lord?
到底神设立婚姻的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of marriage?
真正的婚姻应当具备什么特点？
What are the characteristics of a real marriage?
那我们来看头一段经文。
Let's take a look at the verses.
创世纪第一章第二章。
Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
弟兄姊妹，我们大家一起来练好吗？
Let's read this together.
我们中文和英文都一同练。
We'll read it in both languages at the same time.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。好，再下一页。耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，他将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽的起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。下个 page。耶和华神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，引他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。好，我们先念到这里。
We'll stop here.
当一个非常棘手的问题出现的时候，
when an important issue comes up,
我们的答案在哪里呢？
Where's our answer?
回到神最起初的心意。
We need to go back to the very first desire of God.
我非常喜欢回去看看神这几句话。
I really enjoy looking back and reviewing these passages.
因为从前我还没信主的时候
，Because before I believed in the Lord，
我也觉得人在地上受这么多的苦。
I also noticed that man suffers quite a bit in this world.
意义何在呢
？What's the meaning of this？
人在地上生活存在的目的何在呢
？What is the purpose of man living on this earth？
但是每次当再来看神是照着他的形象和样式造我的时候
，But every time I realize that I was created under the image of God，
我就觉得这一切都有了意义。
I realize that there is a purpose。
所以神按照他的形象造人。
So God created man in His image。
赋予人在神面前一样的地位，一样的权利。
So that man could have the same authority as God.
享受神所赋予人的自由。
Enjoy the freedom that the Lord has granted him.
这是我们的立场。
This is our situation.
今天同性恋的人他们要求。
In today, the homosexuals are demanding
他们应当得做所有人应当有的权利。
That they should have all the rights and authority as normal human beings.
他们应该享受宪法所保障的所有任何的自由。
They should have all the freedoms and rights as you and me.
他们说，如果我们想要把自由带到全世界去。
They claim that if we want to bring freedom to the whole world.
他指的是美国。
They're talking about the United States.
就是我们要把自由带到全世界去。
If we want to bring freedom to the world,
那么就让自由先在我们的后院里面看见。
That we should allow freedom to be exhibited in our own backyard.
他讲的后院就是我们这一个州了。
They're talking about the states.
但是我们的后院着火了。
But our backyard has caught fire.
人滥用自由在那里行神所愤怒的事情。
They're using the excuse of freedom to do what angers the Lord.
在这里，我们不仅看到神用他的形象造人，使我们有尊严，使我们有人的特点。
Not only here can we see that the Lord created us in His image, with respect and with authority.
而且他又为人赐下一个灵。
God also created in a man a spirit.
使我们可以来敬拜。可以来遵行他的旨意
so that we could worship him and follow his leading
并且他为亚当造配偶使他建立婚姻和家庭
so that and also God created Eve to allow us to have a marriage and family
我们看见神对人是何等的有恩典
we can see what grace God has for man
他为我们所有的需要想了这么的周全
He has thought of every need that man has.
我们要吃的
What we need to eat.
我们要穿的
What we need to wear.
我们需要有的友情、爱情
The friendships we need, the love that we need.
还有我们与神之间所有的这些交通的需要
And the communication relationship between man and God.
都帮我们预备完全
Everything has been prepared for man.
所以当我们看见神使亚当夏娃在他的面前成为夫妻。
So before God, Adam and Eve became a couple.
从亚当身上取出亚当自己的骨和肉来造成夏娃的。
Out of Adam, his own rib, came, the creation of Eve.
所以这个神所定规的婚姻。
So the defined marriage by God.
远在我们这个人类出生之前。
This occurred before man, at the beginning of man's creation.
但是当人来到21世纪的时候
But when man come to the 21st century,
要重新来定义婚姻的意义
Man wants to redefine the definition of marriage.
他们的立论的根基是什么呢
What is their root?
就是说人应当在法律面前都是平等的
Their understanding is that everyone should be equal before the letter of the law.
如果异性恋的人可以结婚
If heterosexuals can marry,
那么同性恋人应当也可以结婚
Then homosexuals should be able to marry as well.
那么发现在法庭里面的辩论
And notice the arguments in the courts.
他们没有办法引用圣经
But they cannot use the Bible.
我们看那些支持这个传统婚姻的人
We can see that the people who support the traditional definition of marriage
没有办法用圣经来支持他们。
Cannot use the Bible to support their claim.
如果这个事情发生在美国早期建国的时候。
If this issue occurred in the beginning of the United States,
我相信不论是律师，无论是政府的官员，他们都可以用圣经来为这事情来做辩护的。
I believe that the judges and the lawyers at that time could use the Bible as a defense.
因为当时的人敬畏神。
Because at that time people worship.
因为当时的人是在对圣经有尊重。
They have a respect for the Bible.
但是到了今天。
Unfortunately, today,
他们只能够从人的道德这些传统的意念里面去为这件事情做辩解。
They can only use virtues and tradition as a defense for the traditional marriage.
所以在那些支持同性恋的人的诡辩之下，显得非常难以来这个阻挡他们的攻势。
Making it very, very difficult to defend all the reasonings from the other side.
加上有许多的法官，他本身已经可能是倾向支持这个的。
And perhaps some judges are already in favor of the homosexual marriage.
所以这是一个非常危险的情况。
Making this a very dangerous situation.
同志们，我们需要为这个事情祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for this.
所以当这里我们看见亚当和夏娃结合的时候，
So here we see when Adam and Eve united.
神给他们什么祝福呢？
What kind of blessing did God give them?
叫他们生养众多。
That they need to multiply.
要遍满地面，并且治理之地。
They need to cover the entire earth and have authority over it.
这讲到神造人和四个人婚姻家庭的一个严肃的目的。
This speaks of the purpose in God's eyes of marriage.
因为这个地是已经被仇敌占据。
Because this land has already been occupied by the enemy.
而人被造，他有一个使命，就是要来收复这个地，然后把它归给我们的神。
That the purpose of man being created was to overcome this enemy and return the land back to God.
我们看同性的婚姻不能够生育。
However, the homosexual marriage cannot procreate.
没有办法生养众多。
It cannot nurture.
没有办法来治理这地。
Unable to multiply in the land.
不仅是没有人的问题。
Not just an issue of not having people.
更是没有神站在他这一边的问题。
But also not having God on their side.
因为这个事情本身是违反了神最初对婚姻的定义。
This is against the very foundation that the Lord has for marriage.
那我们来看一下以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians.
使徒保罗更是把婚姻所代表的意义一直延伸到这个对基督和教会的这个预表性。
Our Apostle Paul connects the marriage to the relationship between Christ and the church.
我们把以弗所书五章三十一、三十二节念一下。
Let's read Ephesians 5:31 and 32.
我们一起来。
Together.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。所以在创世纪第二章讲到人要离开父母与妻子联合。
So in Genesis chapter 2, it spoke of man having to leave his family.
主到地上来的时候也亲自重复这句话。
When Jesus came to this world, he also repeated this phrase.
那么这个话到了以弗所书的时候呢，就让我们看见原来他是在预表着基督与教会的结合。
So here we see that this phrase coming to Ephesians is actually illustrating the relationship between Christ and the church.
并且说是一个极大的奥秘。
That and also spoke of this as a great mystery.
这说出是神隐藏在他心中，在历世历代以来他没有告诉人，可是呢是他最宝贵的。
That this is the most precious desire and mystery that has hidden in the hearts of God for ages.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有从这边领会到为什么这个婚姻的问题造成这么严重的冲击？
So brothers and sisters, can you see how important a problem marriage is?
从前我们感觉到这个夫妻有了这个婚外的关系，我们已经感觉非常非常的糟糕。
before, when there's been an affair, we had a realization that this was quite bad.
比如说像最近，波音公司的一个执行长。
Recently in the news, the CEO of Boeing,
他因为有这个跟公司的女同事有了这个婚外关系，被迫辞职。
Because of an affair with a coworker, he was forced to resign.
所以，有在这个正常的婚姻里面发生这种的行为，都已经是不能够接受。
So, something like this that happened within the compounds of a regular marriage can't be accepted.
但是仇敌把这个扩大，就变成离婚。
But the enemy has expanded this into divorce.
把两个已经结合成为一体的，活生生的把它剥开。
Forcing someone who was already joined as one to be split apart.
然后最后他还推出这个逆性的同性结婚要合法化。
And now, the enemy is pushing for the idea of the homosexual marriage.
这个终极的对付乃是要来对付神的奥秘，就是基督与教会的结合。
This attack is actually against this great mystery of the union between Christ and the church.
所以看起来好像是法律上的诉讼，国家的问题。
So initially, it may appear that this is just an issue of the country.
但是对教会来说，它却是一个属灵的征战。
But we have to realize that this is a spiritual battle.
所以我们回到神的话语中来看，婚姻和家庭的意义是非常重要的。
So now we have to realize, realizing coming back to the Bible, the importance of marriage.
那我们再来看下一个经文。
Let's read our next passage.
在启示录十九章这里。
In Revelation chapter 19.
我们就看到神旨意成就的时候，这个基督与教会的婚宴是充满了喜乐，充满了祝福。
We can see when the Lord comes back, there is a wedding feast filled with joy and happiness.
我们来看我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话，我就伏伏在他脚前要拜他。他说，千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。这段话何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
This passage is so precious and important.
原来基督到地上来舍命流血。
When Christ came and died for us and bled for us.
来买赎我们这些原来在罪中的人，在撒旦手中的人。
To purchase the man who was previously in sin and in the hands of Satan.
乃是在预备我们成为圣洁的心腹来配给他。
The purpose is so that we could become the guiltless bride for Christ.
所以当这个神旨意都成就了。
So when God's purpose has been accomplished.
羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
When the feast of the Lamb has arrived.
那里提到说我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
There it spoke of us being glad and rejoicing and giving him all honor.
因为新妇已经预备好了。
Because the bride is ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
That she is permitted to wear the finest white linen.
这细麻衣是预表着我们所行的义。
This fine linen represents the good deeds that we've been done.
弟兄姊妹们，原来神的奥秘在这里。
So brothers and sisters, this is the mystery of God.
原来神付这么大的代价来救我们，是为了这个目的。
God pays such a price for this.
所以有些时候我们在讨论为什么我们要信主。
A lot of times we discuss why do we believe in the Lord.
我们尝试从我们自己的立场来看这个问题。
A lot of times we use our own personal experience to explain this.
但其实最重要的应该是从神那边来看这个问题。
But rather we should look from God's point of view.
是为什么神要拣选我们？
Why does God want to choose you?
为什么神要救赎我们？
Why does God want to save you?
为什么神这么辛苦的在我们一生中间不断的做工，忍耐的做工？
Why does the Lord tirelessly try to work in us?
所以我们应当 来体贴神的心意。
We should really understand the Lord's heart.
我们不仅不能够同意那些同性结婚的合法性。
Not only can, should we, deny the legalization of, homosexual marriage approve.
我们应当更是要预备基督的这个婚宴，让我们自己预备好。
That we should also prepare for our own, marriage.
然后天使说，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
The angel said, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast.
并且宣告说这是神真实的话。
And also reported that these are the true words that came from God.
结果约翰呢，因为太兴奋了，他就要拜那个天使。
And John was so excited that he wanted to worship, the angel.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们听见神这个旨意，这个奥秘的时候。
When we hear, this mystery and realize this.
我们里面有没有像约翰那种的兴奋呢？
Do we have the excitement that our brother John had?
我们有没有为了这个目的在神面前来积极的预备我们自己呢？
Do we prepare ourselves, for this very purpose of God?
在这里圣灵借着预言告诉我们。
Here the Lord, uses his words to tell us.
这呢是耶稣基督的见证。
That this is the testimony of Christ Jesus.
好，我们再下看下一段经文。
Let's take a look at the next passage of Bible.
这个是罗马书第一章里面的话。
This is the words from Romans chapter 1.
这段话讲出人为什么会到了今天的地步。
This speaks of why man is now in this condition.
不仅是各种的罪不断的发生而且冲刺。
Not just because of all the sins that's been happening.
而且到了一个地步完全没有办法看清最基本的人伦关系。
Man cannot see even at this time the very basic, human truth.
可以说是进入到最黑暗、最黑暗的光景。
That, we have entered into the darkest of ages.
在人的灵魂里面最黑暗的光景。
That in our soul, this is the deepest and darkest time.
使徒保罗把人走到这个地步的这个症结告诉我们。
So that, Paul spoke of this dark ages.
这也是正是神要拯救我们的地方。
This is where the Lord wants to save us.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
因为如果我们在这个上面不被拯救的话
if we're not saved from this,
我们听见人家同性结婚我们也不会觉得有什么错的。
We hear other people talking about homosexual marriages, you wouldn't be as affected.
即使我们信主了
even if you're a believer,
我们也不会跟神同心的。
We are not going to be in the same heart.
我反倒会被世界牵着鼻子走的。
But rather, you would be pulled by the world.
所以我们来看一下，使徒保罗给我们指出根源症结在哪里呢
？So let's read what our brother Paul has written.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。因为他们虽然知道神却不当作神荣耀他也不感谢他他们的思念变为虚妄无知的心就昏暗了自称为聪明反成的愚拙将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式下一页所以神任凭他们存着心里的情欲行污秽的事以致彼此玷辱自己的身体他们将神的真实变为虚谎去敬拜侍奉受造之物不敬奉那造物的主主乃是可称颂的直到永远阿们因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处男人也是如此弃掉女人顺性的用处欲火攻心彼此贪恋男和男行可羞耻的事就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的然而他们不但自己去行还喜欢别人去行使徒保罗告诉我们原来人的堕落在心思的这个部分发生严重的变化、
Brother Paul told us that the fallen nature of man comes from, our inner soul.
当人知道神可是却不来敬拜他不来荣耀他反倒去拜偶像的时候
When man not, wanting to worship the creator but rather idols
我们的思念就变为虚妄 无知的心就昏暗的。
That our hearts become dark and,
然后自称为聪明反成了愚拙。
That,
这个在前面。二十二节。
Claiming to be wise, they became utter fools instead.
所以我们今天看为什么这么简单的小孩子都懂得一男一女的结婚，为什么大人不能懂？
So we wonder why such a simple concept of a man and a woman that people don't understand that right now.
为什么他们能够振振有词的去示威游行，去控告，去争取？
How come they can go and protest and demand the legalization of homosexual marriages?
因为人的心思已经变成一种虚妄的心思。
Because man's heart has become dark.
他们会妄想一种情况。
That they are confused about these issues.
他们会去制造一种原来神没有安排的情况。
They can create a situation that God didn't initially intend.
新的光景是黑暗的。
That their heart is dark.
他们觉得这样做是最聪明的，其实是最愚拙的。
That they believe that this is the wisest thing that they could do, but they are actually quite foolish.
那么原因是什么呢？
But what's the reason?
因为人已经远离了神。
Because man has distanced himself from God.
并且是敬奉了许多塑造之物。
And they,
creatures.
Okay. And they started worshiping creatures.
那么我们知道敬拜偶像其实就是用假神来代替真神。
We know that worshiping idols is actually replacing our real God with somebody fake.
那么今天同性的婚姻它也是要用假婚姻来取代真婚姻。
So in this age, they are trying to replace the homosexual marriage with the real marriage.
那真婚姻和假婚姻的区别在哪里呢？
But what's the difference, the distinction between the real and the fake marriage?
真婚姻是神所设立的。
The real marriage is established by God.
假婚姻是人去制造出来的。
The fake marriage is created by man.
所以几千年的人类历史，
So thousands of years of human history.
没有人去碰这个问题。
No one has addressed this issue.
但是到了二十世纪末，二十一世纪初的时候。
But at the end of the 20th century and beginning of 21st century.
这个问题变成这个所谓的最文明的社会的这个最尖锐的问题。
This becomes the top issue in the most civilized society.
那么第二个真婚姻呢是一男一女。
That a real marriage is between a man and a woman.
那么假婚姻的话呢，就是随意，你觉得什么好，那就怎么样做。
The fake marriage is a union between two people who think they should be together.
那么真婚姻是圣洁的，可是假婚姻呢，却是淫乱的。
The real marriage is holy, while the fake marriage is evil.
那么真婚姻呢，是蒙神祝福的，假婚姻是在神的咒诅底下的。
The real marriage is blessed by God, while the fake marriage angers him.
那么真婚姻能够生养众多，假婚姻呢是逐渐的走向灭亡。
The real marriage can procreate and multiply, while the fake marriage goes down the path of destruction.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们知道他们这些同性恋者的这个真实情况的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we really understand the real situation of the homosexual marriage,
我们就会同意他们实在在这种的神咒诅的情况下生活的。
That we can realize that they're under this dark heart.
因为从1980年这个艾滋病这个暴露出来之后
，we can see that in the advent of AIDS in the 1980s,
其实对同性恋者是一个非常重大的打击。
That this has impacted the homosexual community quite a bit.
因为他们争取这个同性恋这个运动还从60年代就开始。
Because the homosexual revolution started all the way in the 60s.
当时伊利诺州是第一个就是废除对同性恋的这些的这个反对的这个法令。
At that time, the state of Illinois was the first state that abolished laws against the homosexual.
那么这个废除之后，他们得到非常大的鼓励。
After this was abolished, they received quite a bit of encouragement.
所以同性恋的情况快速的蔓延。
So at that time, things exploded.
那么到了70年代的时候，美国、加拿大很多的城市都已经是 让同性恋以前是可以公开，而且是给很多的福利。
So, in the 60s and 70s, cities in the States and in Canada have already, allowed homosexual, to be public and, given them a lot of civil rights.
但是当他们正在得意、正在快乐的时候，这个艾滋病出现，对他们产生非常重大的打击。
So at the peak of their rights and, joy, AIDS came along.
事实上，当他们在过这种生活的时候，
So when they were, living this type of life,
他们大概心中最挥不去的阴影，也就是他会不会因此得到艾滋病。
That, the thought in, always in their mind is whether or not they will contract AIDS.
所以这是一个不蒙福的生活。
That this is, a life that is not blessed.
我们看到保罗他继续告诉我们。
Brother Paul keeps, continues to tell us.
因着人不肯来敬拜神的缘故。
That because, man did not want to worship God.
有三个任凭。
That there were three, decisions.
在二十四节那里，当神任凭他们的时候呢，就开始有许多淫乱的事情。
That, after God, was angered, that there were a lot of things that started happening.
那么另外一个任凭的时候呢，他们就去，这个，敬拜那些，在第二个任凭的时候，他们就开始把顺性的变成逆性的。
So, after this, these people started to, perform things, that were abnormal.
那第三个任凭呢，就是让他们去行许多不义的败坏的事情。
So the third event was, these people were started to do things that were evil.
所以头两个任凭都是关乎到性犯罪的问题。
So the first two issues were, addressing the issue of, sexual intercourse.
但是我们看今天人类社会的这方面的问题有多大呢？
Now you can see how dramatic, how big this issue is.
我们看下一段经文。
Let's see the, read the next passage.
我们来看出埃及记和利未记。
Let's read, Exodus and Leviticus.
我们一起把它念下去。
Let's read it together.
一起来。
Together.
不可奸淫，你们都不可入骨肉之亲的下体亲近他们，我是耶和华。不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。不可与兽淫合，玷污自己。女人也不可站在兽前与他淫合，这本是逆性的事。所以你们要守我所吩咐的，免得你们随从那些可憎的恶俗，就是在你们以先的人所常行的，以致玷污了自己。我是耶和华你们的神。当神在吩咐人不可行这些事的时候，
When God, ordered man not to do these things,
因着这些事情的严肃性，
Because of the, the importance of these things,
后面就加上说我是耶和华。
At the end, he added, I am, the Lord your God.
并且是我是耶和华你们的神。
That I am the Lord and your God.
这些话什么意思呢？
What do these words mean?
就是说你们是我所造的。
You are, my creation.
是照着我的形象，圣洁荣耀形象造出来的。
Created under my holy image.
所以绝不可在你们身上玷污自己。
So that you must not defile yourselves.
保罗告诉我们说，所有的罪都在身体之外。
Paul told us that all the sins are outside of the body.
唯有淫乱是直接玷污我们的身体。
That, that sexual immorality is the only thing that, affects your own body.
在出埃及记十四章呢，就是十诫里头的一条呢，是不可奸淫。
So in Exodus, one of the commandments was not to commit adultery.
那么到利未记那边的时候，因为迦南人有许多败坏的行为。
Here in Leviticus, we can see that people of Canaan had a lot of, bad practices.
在第六节那里讲到的是一个乱伦的行为。
That, in verse 6, it spoke of, incest.
那在今天我们的世界中，
Today in our society,
这种事情一再的发生。
These events are still happening.
在报上我们看见的，那都是冰山之一角。
In, we can see these in, the newspaper.
那些父亲玷污女儿的，哥哥玷污妹妹的，在报纸上出现的时候，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这是大恶。
that we can see examples of fathers defiling their daughters or brothers defiling their sisters, and this is a big sin.
但是这个事已经在这个世界中不断的发生。
But these events are happening at the world all the time.
二十二节讲到同性恋的问题。
The verse 22 spoke of the issue of homosexuality.
二十三节更讲到一种更邪恶的淫乱，就是与兽的问题。
Verse 23 spoke of something even more evil, the issue of bestiality.
台湾有一个女教授，她在研究这个对人的帮助。
In Taiwan, there is a professor who is doing this research of bestiality and how it helps man.
她说这个是不是对有一些人更适合一点？
She says, you know, maybe this fits man sometimes even better.
他在做他的学术评估，然后要来教导这个社会。
She was preparing and wanting to teach this.
我们这社会是堕落到一个什么程度，弟兄姊妹？
Our society has degraded down to this point.
神告诉我们说，
The Lord tells us,
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
在神的百姓中间要完全的恨恶弃绝这些罪。
As children of God, we must detest all of these things.
也为这个可怕淫乱的时代来祷告。
And that we also pray for these defile events.
我们来再看下一个经文。
Let's read the next set of passages.
这是在创世纪十八章和十九章里面的经文。
This is verses from Genesis chapter 18 and 19.
有人说同性恋不是罪。
A lot of people say that homosexuality is not a sin.
同性恋对人对社会没有什么妨害。
That homosexuality has no effect or bad things to society.
但它是不是罪呢？
But is it a sin?
我们来看看神的话。
Let's read the Lord's word.
在我们看神的话之前，
Before we read the Lord's word,
我们也可以来检验一下这个行为所带来的后果。
We can also examine the consequence of these actions.
因为凡是罪带来的疾病，带来的死亡。
That this sin can bring in disease and death.
凡是罪就把人带进黑暗，带进痛苦。
Sin can bring us into darkness and suffering.
我们看同性恋的生活。
Let's look at the life of a homosexual.
我想那个至今无药可治的艾滋病，这其实是一个病症。
That the incurable AIDS is an example.
然后在这个黑暗痛苦中，你看几千年这个事情根本就不能够。就不能够见人的。
And we realize that this issue hasn't really surfaced for thousands of years.
而且在他们的这个内心深处，其实是痛苦的。
That deep within their heart, they're actually suffering.
是一种无奈的。
That this is an urge.
但是他们乘着心里的情欲去做这些事情。
But they still follow their own desires.
那我们看看神他对这事情的审判。
Well, let's see what the Lord says about these.
我们来一起读一下。
Let's read together.
耶和华说：“索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我。他们还没有躺下，索多玛城里各处的人，连老带少，都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说：今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”好，我们再向下一个。罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上降，耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉，把那些城和全平原，并城里所有的居民，连地上生长的都毁灭了。这个索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭的情况。
The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我觉得在前面的那一段经文里面是很清楚的。
The previous verse spoke very clearly.
因为耶和华说他声闻这个城啊罪恶甚重。
Because
这两个城。
Because the Lord deemed these two cities extremely evil.
结果他先到了索多玛。
So first they first came to Sodom.
虽然有亚伯拉罕为这个城，因为罗德在那里缘故，竭力的代求。
Even though Abraham pleaded for the city,
最后说只要有十个义人，就求神不要毁灭他。
Abraham pleaded that as long as there's 10 good people, not to destroy the city.
但最后彼得告诉我们，那个城里面只剩下义人，就是罗德。
But unfortunately, that city only had one just person, Lot.
结果后来就遭到了毁灭的命运。
So at that time they suffered the burning by fire.
第五节那里他们就是这些城的人他们是特别好蓝色的。
Here in verse 5, we see that the men in the city were quite interested in sex.
所以他们看到天使来了以后他们就叫罗德把他们交出来。
So, when the angels came, they had, the brother, bring these men out.
这最后遭到硫磺火完全焚烧，把整个全地和那个平原牲畜全烧死。
So, the Lord, brought down, burning fire and, burned everything, even the vegetation.
那什么，当我们看到索多玛的结局的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see the condition of, Sodom,
我们有没有想到神对这个是一个地最后的审判？
Can you see the, final judgment of God to the city?
彼得告诉我们说，地要最后要被火焚烧。
Peter says that the city will finally be burned by fire.
地要被火焚烧。
That the land will be burned by fire.
今天当同性恋猖獗到这个地步的时候，
When the homosexuals are now defiled to this condition,
是不是提醒我们说离这个地被火焚烧的日子很近了？
Isn't this a reminder that the land might be judged soon?
弟兄姊妹们，这个时代是一个不敬畏神的时代。
Brothers and sisters, this age is an age that does not worship the Lord.
不仅是不尊敬神，
not only not having respect for the Lord,
也不怕神，
but also not fearful of the Lord.
从个别的犯罪现在到集体的犯罪，
from individual sins to now a group sin.
从个别的背叛到集体的背叛，
from individual objection now to this whole group objection.
我们绝不能小看这个同性恋的团体。
We can't underestimate the group of the homosexuals.
他们到今天整个的目标就是要来背叛，违反神原先所定义的婚姻。
That their entire purpose is to go against the God-defined marriage.
我们承认他们也是神所造的。
We concede that they are also created by God.
他们也应当像所有的人一样，有神所赋予的这些尊严和神所给予的自由。
That they should also be given the freedom and the rights granted by God.
但是当他们在争取那种扭曲之后的权利跟自由的时候，
But when they are trying to search for rights and freedoms that were not granted by God,
就是我们应当坚决地遵守圣经的教训。
We should adhere closely to the teachings of the Bible.
我们应当坚定地过合神心意的生活。
We need to live a life that's been ordained by God.
我们最后再看一下。
Finally, let's look.
就是神对于同性恋是有救恩的。
That God has mercy towards the homosexual.
就跟其他的罪是一样的。
Just like the sins of, just like other sins.
我们就主念第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。罪有一个律。
Sin, has a power.
非常的强大。
Very powerful.
属肉体的人他必定在这个律底下被他控制。
That someone living in sin will be controlled by this.
但是如果人肯到主面前来得救恩，
But if man can, will be willing to come before God,
有一个更高的律，就是生命圣灵的律。
That there is a higher power, the power of the life-giving spirit.
当圣灵在里边在提醒我们这是罪的时候，
When the Spirit within you reminds you that something is sinful,
我们来向他求救。
We need to ask him for help.
我们来顺服他的命令。
We need to yield to his guidance.
我们就从罪中得释放。
Then we can be released from sin.
这个罪不应该捆绑神的儿女。
This sin should not capture God's children.
我们知道人因为罪的这个缘故，
Because we know that because of sin,
的确有一些人他可能在他的这个 天性上，他的生理上比较有一种的倾向。
That a lot of times in their nature they have a leaning.
容易走向同性恋。
That they might walk toward homosexuality.
或是说后天家庭中的因素。
Or because of the way they were brought up.
比如说，如果这个父亲太过严厉的话。
Maybe if the father was too strict.
或是父亲对母亲太用暴力的话。
If there was abuse between the father and mother.
也许做女儿的就不敢嫁男人，那就反而去找女人。
Maybe the daughter would then not want to marry a man, but rather look for a woman.
或是母亲太过强，而儿子呢，他到最后还是找男人。
Maybe the mother was too strong, and then the son eventually go and find a man.
但是这些都是神可以医治的疾病。
But these are sins and illnesses that the Lord can heal.
不论是与生俱来的在身上的问题。
Not just something that's on in your body.
或是后天环境所造成的影响。
Or something that was brought through you through the outside influence.
神都有救恩。
That God has, God could save you.
那今天其实最可怕的是什么呢？
What is the most fearful thing?
是思想的问题。
Is something of your mind.
就刚才罗马书里面讲到，这个人有一个虚妄的心思，黑暗的心。
That in Romans it spoke that our mind could be dark and confused.
所以他就会错误的去思想它。
That you would have a confused philosophy.
而且人有模仿的这种特性。
That a man also has a pattern where they follow.
Imitate.
That they can imitate.
所以在这个同辈之间如果这种事情多的时候也许他就模仿他的思想就转变
So if these things happen quite a bit that they might imitate or model after these things
这个我们也需要求圣灵来支持这个东西
We also need to ask the Holy Spirit to help carry us out of this
所以无论是什么原因造成的
So it doesn't matter what the reason is
就是慢慢要把这个恶从我们身上，从所有神的教会中把它除去。
We need to pull this out of each one of us and out of the church.
我想我们交通到这里时间也差不多了。
We will stop here.
我们最后把圣经这最后两句话我们念一下。
Let's read the final Bible verses.
提摩太前书。
Timothy, Second Timothy.
好。提摩太后书还有诗篇我们一起把这个念一下
Let's read this together.
圣经都是神所默示的对于于教训督责使人归正教导人协议都是有益的教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事你的话是我脚前的灯是我路上的光我们回到圣经最基本的权威
Let's come back to the authority of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们不用再说，都知道，凡是我们听了神的话的，在我们生活中真是满了平安，满了祝福。
Whenever we listen to the word of God, we're full of peace and joy.
无论是旧约的，无论是新约的。
Doesn't matter if it's New Testament or Old Testament.
但是当我们违背神的话语去生活的时候
But when we live against the word of God
必定带来许多的痛苦和祸患
That there will bring lots of suffering and consequences
所以当世界在那里辩论到底同性结婚是不是可以合法而这个你禁止他结婚是不是违宪的时候
So when the world is debating whether or not homosexual marriage should be legalized
我们的根据不是宪法也不是根据人的滔滔的雄辩
our foundation should not be the law or the philosophy of the society
那是神的话语
but rather should be the word of God
只有神的话才可以叫我们得以完全预备行各样的善事
only the word of God can prepare us to perform good deeds
只有神的话才可以让我们在这个黑暗最深的时候在脚前有灯路上有光
Only the word of God could be the lamp for my feet and the light for my path in this dark age.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你赐给我们敬畏的心。
Lord, could you prepare our hearts?
我们能够知道这个世代邪恶。
So that we can know the evil of this world.
不仅不能够同意这些邪恶的行为。
Not only to deny the bad, the evil actions of this society.
更要求你救我们脱离所有这些的行为。
That you could take us out of these things.
主啊，你是圣洁的。
Lord, you are holy.
所以你要我们也要圣洁。
That you also want us to be holy.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we worship you.
借着圣灵无往不透的工作。
That through the endless work of the Spirit.
做工在我们的身上。
Work within each and every one of us.
全身的每一个角落。
That every part of our being.
都不要叫罪存留。
That there would be no part in it of sin.
因为你是全能的神。
Because you're all powerful.
你的救恩是全备的救恩。
Your salvation is full.
你能够把我们救到完全。
You can save us to the uttermost.
你能救我们到底。
You can save us to the end.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
把荣耀归给你。
Give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.